Long hand scroll compositions like this one represent a tour de force on the part of the artist. They are like extended meditations on a theme, in this case on the joy of a reclusive life. The scroll lovingly depicts the everyday lives of fishermen. The artist lived through the later 14th century when Mongol rule was disintegrating and various contenders for the throne were leading rebel armies across the countryside. So it's no surprise that the idea of fleeing into the remote reaches of the landscape had some appeal. As an earlier writer declared, "Right and wrong reach not where men fish. Glory and disgrace dog the official riding his horse." But equally important is the way the scroll is painted. In the early 14th century, the emphasis in Chinese painting shifted away from representation. Landscape painting became a vehicle for self-expression. The brushwork used to describe the landscape is like an autograph of the artist. Hand scrolls would never have been viewed fully unrolled. Instead, they would be unrolled sequentially, 3 or 4 feet at a time, so the act of viewing was very hands-on and participatory. The long hand scroll form tests the artist's ability to orchestrate all of the elements of the picture into a symphonic composition, in which various motifs and themes are endlessly interwoven and varied.